Good morning, class. This is Mrs. Amakemeka reaching you from All Saints Secondary School. Welcome to today's e-learning, and this class is for SS1 All Saints Secondary School Oyibo. And today we are looking at the topic Computer Maintenance, Ethics and Human Issues. Computer Maintenance, Ethics and Human Issues. What is computer ethics? Computer ethics are sets of moral principles that controls the use of computers. These computer ethics include respect for intellectual property rights, privacy concerns, and how computer impact our society. These ethics guide professionals in making decisions regarding professional computer use. So we are looking at the responsible ways of using computers, or you can call it the 10 commandments of computer ethics. The 10 commandments of computer ethics. I know someone will be asking, has Auntie turned to Moses that brings the 10 commandments? So let's look at the 10 commandments of computer ethics, or the responsible ways of using computers. Number one commandment is, thou shalt not use a computer to harm other people. Thou shalt not use a computer to harm other people. Thou shalt not interfere with other people's computer work. Thou shalt not interfere with other people's computer work. Thou shalt not snoop around other people's computer files. Thou shalt not snoop around other people's computer files. Thou shalt not use a computer to steal. Thou shalt not use a computer to steal. Thou shalt not use computer to bear false witness. Thou shalt not use the computer to bear false witness. Thou shalt not copy or use pirated software for which you have not paid for. Thou shalt not copy or use pirated softwares for which you have not paid for. Thou shalt not use other people's computer resources without authorization or proper compensation. Thou shalt not use other people's computer resources without authorization or proper compensation. Thou shalt not appropriate other people's intellectual output. Thou shalt not appropriate other people's intellectual output. Thou shalt think about the social consequences of the program you are writing or the system you are designing. Thou shalt think about the social consequences of the program you are writing or the system you are designing. Thou shalt always use computer in a way to ensure considerations and respect for your fellow humans. Thou shalt always use a computer in a way that ensures considerations and respect for other humans. Seven essential ethics of computer users. Seven essential ethics of computer users. Let us look at the seven essential ethics. Number one is respect, honesty, confidentiality, professionalism, responsibility, communication, and obeying the law. I take it again. Respect, number one. Honesty, number two. Confidentiality, number three. Professionalism, number four. Responsibility, number five. Communication, number six. And obeying the law, number seven. Now, let us look how to apply computer ethics to our academics life. Number one of it, what? Respect yourself. I said what? Respect yourself. In respecting yourself, do not give out your password. Do not disclose your password to anybody. Do not say or do anything that could damage your reputation. Do not say or do anything that could damage your reputation. Protect your identity. protect your identity. Log out of portals. Log out of portals. Do not leave copies of your printed pages in a common printer. Do not leave copies of your printed pages in a common printer. Then number two, respect to others. Respect others. Don't harass or threaten anyone using a computer. Don't harass or threaten anyone using a computer. Don't abuse your access to resources like storage space. Don't abuse your access to resources like storage space. Respect academic integrity. Respect academic integrity. Cite any information copied from the internet or textbook. Cite any information copied from the internet or textbook. Ask permission to copy or modify softwares unless it is in the public domain. Ask permission to copy or modify softwares unless it is in the public domain. What do I mean by citing any information copied from the internet? When you are writing a project, or you are writing a seminar paper, or you are writing a book, and you stumped into any article or any write-up that you love so much and you intend using it. After using it, under it say, copy or in your references, make sure you write, you cite the site, or you cite the name of the author of the text. Otherwise, you'll be charged for plagiarism. Don't abuse your access. Ask for permission to copy or modify software unless it is in the public domain. Also, make sure you ask for permission from anybody, any author that you want to use part of his or her write-up for your own book or for your own project. Otherwise, again, you will be charged for plagiarism. Okay, I am going to leave you here. I will want you to recite the 10 commandments of computer ethics and send it to me as a voice message on my WhatsApp page. Thank you. Remember, I am still Mrs. Amaka Emeka, reaching you live from All Saints Secondary School. Thank you.